Middle of the week, we take inventory. John Jansen's power surge. The NFL rankings. This music, I love when it kicks in.
Oh, yeah.
Dunna, dunna.
So last week, I gave you some that were just on the outside looking in. And as a review, going into week one, Kansas City was 1, Detroit 2, Baltimore 3, Philly 4, Houston 5, San Francisco 6. The teams that were on the outside looking in, and I was curious as to what they would be this past week. And in 1 week of NFL football, Cincinnati, didn't know if Ja'Marr Chase was playing. He ultimately did, but they lost. Cleveland, wow. Green Bay, Atlanta, and the Rams were all on the outside looking in. So this week, we do have some movement in the top six, but... And I'll when I'm done, I'll say some of the teams that are just on the outside looking in. But number six for me is Dallas.
Oh,
they make their first appearance because it was a dominant performance, but it is in season Dak.
It was against Deshaun Watson.
Okay, fine. But I do have respect for Cleveland's offensive line. I think it's well put together. I think they had a couple injuries.
So they were banged up.
But I can't trust Dak, so I don't know that they ever go any higher than six. Dallas defense, to me, is legit.
Sure.
But I just don't know if I can trust them offensively. So I put them in at six. And some of it is because some of the other teams have lost. And it's week two, right? We only have one game to go off of. Number five, Baltimore. They did lose, but they remain in my top six. They fell down from number three. And when I look at them, I see Lamar Jackson. He's really good, and he's a lot of fun. It's kind of like Dak Prescott. You got regular season Lamar, but this is also big game Lamar. The big issue is he can't ultimately make the play that matters the most. They ultimately lost. I think they're a well-rounded team, offense, defense, special teams. But again, they lost. Lamar is a large part. I thought they would be much better offensively. And they were early on with Derrick Henry doing the read option, as I kind of predicted. But then they got away from it. What are you doing? It's working. Don't go away from it. So part of their drop is not only they lost, but it's a play offensive play caller. What the hell are you thinking? Number four for me, the Houston Texans. And don't be surprised that they keep working their way up. C.J. Stroud, another really good performance. No sophomore slump at this point. 200 yards apiece running the ball and throwing the ball. You want to talk about a balanced offense that's hard to defend. When you have a guy like Nico Collins that is making circus catches, you throw in Stephon Diggs, and then you look at what they did on the ground, it's a tough offense. So I've got them. And defensively, they're able to pressure the passer.
Mm-hmm.
I did drop Detroit down one spot to number three, and I thought that their performance against the Rams was good. It wasn't, to me, it didn't knock your socks off. It did, obviously, in overtime, but there are four quarters leading up to that where they played good football. I think defense has improved. There's a lot of things. And I love Dan's comment yesterday about it could have been high school tackles. We still weren't getting home. They did still hit Matthew Stafford a number of times, so they come in at number three for me. San Francisco, they're the ones that took the big jump for me because I was curious. Without Trent Williams and not being in football shape, now I don't think he played his best game. There were a couple of things in there, down in the red zone, down at the goal line, later in the game where I didn't like what he was doing, but still, obviously really good. I think he just got wore down. But no Christian McCaffrey, Ayuk coming in, only having 1 week of practice, didn't really like how Brock Purdy played in the preseason. I liked how he played in that first regular season game. And they are, you want to talk about a team that's built offensively, defensively, and special teams, they're legit. So San Francisco comes in at number two. And here's the other thing. Kyle Shanahan, I love how he is calling the plays. I love the sequencing. I love the motions. I love everything about his offense. Number one, Kansas City. No surprise. They stay at number one. They hit the ground running. Now, is it because, and Detroit at three, did they fall off because they didn't play in the preseason and maybe the passing game wasn't as crisp as it needed to be? That's part of it. Kansas City did play in the preseason, and they 100% hit the ground running. Chris Jones defensively, you can line him up anywhere, and they're not missing L'Jarius Sneed. I thought that was a heavyweight bout, and they were a team that just kind of felt like they were playing with Baltimore a little bit. So, and obviously Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if you've realized this, but he's good.
I think he's, John, he's very good.
Some of the teams that are just on the outside looking in, I don't have Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was the first team I wrote down. I know.
So they,
I know Hurts threw a couple interceptions, but Barkley's a difference maker. The defense is not as bad as it was a year ago. They dropped them. They had interceptions they left on the table. That's a surprise you left them out to me.
Well, I left them out simply because Jalen Hurts last year, turnovers were an issue. He threw two interceptions, laid the ball on the ground two more times, recovered one, but he turned the ball over himself three times. And I don't think, you know, I don't think Green Bay was able to take advantage. If they're playing another team, I don't know that they win that game, and they might have gotten blown out in the first quarter because all of those turnovers happened early. Are they fixable? Yes. But it's a cautionary tale. I caution Eagles fans, NFL fans. Jalen Hurts has had this going on for some time now. He's getting used to a new offense, new play caller, new center, which does matter. And we'll get a chance to see, you know, how he continues. The Chargers. I think injuries and the history of injuries, J.K. Dobbins, is he a guy that you can rely on for 17 weeks? I don't know. The offensive line, Bosa on defense, looked good in week one. Obviously came away with the win, but it didn't look like a top six team in the NFL to me. Miami, surprised to see that they struggled with Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
20-17, absolutely no run game. And if there last year they were able to generate some pretty good performances in the run game, nothing on Sunday. So if you're one dimensional, even though that dimension can be really good, I just don't know that you're a team that I'm going to trust. And defensively, I don't trust them right now either.
Tua missed some throws in that game too. It had me thinking, is this the guy you paid? The team I'm shocked you didn't mention, John, and maybe they're the next team on your cut list here, the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, four touchdowns, new group of weapons,
but
they came roaring back and won the game.
Yeah, Josh Allen with four touchdowns, but Josh Allen is going to have to do Josh Allen things, and we've seen in week one, he's already, you know, and on a short week, he's going to be playing with a bum left wrist. Now, it's not his throwing wrist, but I just don't know that we can trust them. I'm not ready to trust them week in, week out.
The Lions and Niners, I would not have changed that. I think the Lions beat the better team by far. I don't buy the Jets. I'm not buying. I haven't seen the Jets do anything. And it's the respect of the beating the Jets is.
It was a matter of crispness and performance and depth. When you see a guy come in for CMC and just absolutely run off 150 yards, to me that is the sign of a great play caller and a really good offensive line. And their guards, who I did not expect to play at the level that they played at, I mean they might have found a gem. What is it, the third round?
Third round Kansas guard. Dominic Pooney. He looked really good.
Yeah,
and just Tom, that would be my point. I'm with John. I'll defend John's swap there. Jets defense is really good.
Really?
I mean, the last couple years.
They made the 49ers punt once. Well, They're really good, aren't they?
Okay, Tom, how about this? The Jets for years have been a great defense.
You're still reacting to last year.
I'm reacting to Monday night where they scored 30 points. Come on.
The Jets defense is good. Well, guess what? Maybe they're not good this year. This is this year. This isn't last year. And that's the thing with these rankings. And arguing over rankings is a little silly, but I would, I would put Dallas 4, Philly 5, and then Baltimore 6.
I think you could drop Baltimore out because they lost. But
I understand that, but they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and they made
team.
It a game, and it was a play at the end. They were a little toenail away from winning that game. But, I also have the Rams on the outside looking in. Obviously, they lost to Detroit. But I think the Rams are a much better team than I thought they were going to be this year. But, again, you're talking about health. Banged up offensive line, and is Matthew Stafford going to be able to go 17 weeks by just simply getting the ball out as quickly as he was. Teams will adjust. Detroit did adjust. And I just don't know that he's going to stay healthy, let alone be able to do what they did.
It's the power surge. It's 97.1.